Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Sister, I could not be more excited than I am right now to share this special episode with you. As you'll notice, we're airing the episode a couple of days early because you've got to hear what's happening on the inside of Power on Plant Society. Today, two of our members are sharing directly with you their testimonial of what's changed for them in massive ways inside this group coaching program. This is why Jared and I keep showing up day after day for you to help you get the changes that you need one step at a time. There was a time that Jared and I were doing all these things that we were told were going to make us feel better. And the problem was we kept doing those things over and over again, month after month after month, and not getting the results that we were after. Those ways of living were miserable and they just weren't working. But the amazing thing is when you learn how to eat whole plant foods in the way that's simple, enjoyable, and actually tastes great, that's when healthy living becomes sustainable because you're eating the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet and your body's just naturally letting go of the extra pounds and the inflammation and the autoimmune diseases. So today, you're going to hear the real-life stories of some of our members as you get to go behind the scenes of Power on Plant Society to see how lives are being changed and yours could too. You know, when I just wasn't feeling good, one of the things that encouraged me most to keep going was listening to testimonials, hearing how people's lives had been changed by the way they were actually living. Of course, there's scientific proof to back up plant-based living. Obviously, that's why Jared and I first got interested in it, because we started digging into the research and implementing the things that we were learning, and then our lives changed. Piece by piece, we were getting our lives back, and it was amazing to us. Why had somebody not told us this? Why had we not learned this in medical and nursing school? And then as people started noticing what was happening to us and we started sharing the things that we had learned, their lives started being changed. And now week after week, we get to share with you the life-changing journeys that you're on when we join together with you and help you to know what step to take next so that you can get to the place where you're finally feeling better and get the results you're after. I'm not going to make you wait a second longer. You have got to hear these amazing stories of these two incredible women, and I know you're going to find so much inspiration and encouragement as you listen in. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. I'd love for you just to talk about just briefly the changes that you've gotten that have meant the most to you since you've joined the community.
My journey. So I guess we're going on 2 years now.
Yeah.
That made the switch little by little. I mean, it wasn't all at once. It was literally, we changed from cow's milk to almond milk. And that was a huge thing. And so little by little, just starting to add more into it. I've never felt better in my life. And I'm the same weight I was in high school, which was an added bonus. Wasn't planning on it, but I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Added perks, and I feel better than I've ever felt. And I've been able to influence my kids to start implementing. And, you know, they still do eat junk if they go to friends' houses mm-hmm. or at school. If somebody has a bag of Cheetos, they might, you know, snack on it. But for the most part, they are pretty good about staying on this journey as well. And honestly, they love it. They really like the food. They love how they feel on it. It's been absolutely amazing, life-changing.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I'm so proud of them. They have done an amazing job because they were both teenagers even when you started, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've just embraced it. And I'll never forget the picture you sent when they had friends over and they were making the rice wraps and stuff.
Oh, yes.
The spring rolls.
That is so fun. The spring rolls.
Yeah. And actually, Alexis's friend had commented. She said, Alexis, I'd love to come back and make something in the kitchen with your mom again.
Fun.
I love that.
Her friend she's 20. So Alexis is 18 and her friend is 20 and they still want to come back and cook in the kitchen with me. So I thought that was really sweet.
I love that so much. That is awesome. It's been an amazing journey, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you. It's so neat. So you weren't trying to lose weight or anything as a goal, but you lost weight.
But I did. Yeah. I mean, I really was satisfied. I mean, I've never been overweight and I was mm-hmm. satisfied with it, but it's like it changed. Mm-hmm. I did lose pounds and inches, but it changed. You know, I've always worked out and tried to stay healthy and like being strong. And mm-hmm. I could just see just more muscle definition popping up. Yeah. Just changes in my body that I've never had before.
Yeah. I remember you telling me when you were at the gym, people would ask you about the changes that you were making too. Just noticing the difference in like your energy level, how you look, things like that. That's so neat. Thanks so much for sharing that. I love your story.
Yeah.
Hey. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. We are going around and just kind of introducing ourselves. And I asked those who have been here for a little while just to share how long you've been on the journey and what's changed most for you since you came into the community, the changes that you're the happiest about.
Well, for me, I had tried to do what I thought was kind of plant-based just on podcasts I'd listened to or things like that. But it wasn't until I started listening to you all. And as I listened to you before I joined, I would implement some practical things that y'all would say to do because you always give little nuggets in your podcast. Yeah. But I just didn't know how to really live the life of plants and cook in that way. So I joined about a year and a half ago. So actually, no, it will be 2 years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. Wow. Yeah.
It'll be 2 years this month. And so, yeah, I started seeing results quickly, like within 30 to 60 days, like 1 to 2 months, I started seeing all kinds of changes. I didn't have pain in my joints anymore. I don't have to take Nexium anymore, which I was taking for 14 years and having side effects from that. Terrible headaches. The same month I joined your membership, I had an MRI for headaches. And so I don't have those anymore. Kind of like Lainey, I've been into health and I've tried to take care of my body and myself, but never really focused on the food side of it as far as from a health standpoint, looking at the ingredients and seeing what I'm actually eating, all the oils and the sugars and the salts and processed foods. I was still eating healthy processed boxed foods a lot.
Right. Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, queen of those.
Yeah. I thought it was healthy until I read until you taught me through the membership right. and coaching along the way is like, read those ingredients, flip it over. So now I don't flip it over and I'm not looking so much at macros and, you know, fat, calories, all of that. I'm looking at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce it. I typically don't eat it. I mean, that's right. just.
That simple.
I don't know what it is. I don't really want to eat it. And so I've just seen lots of positive, like Lainey, positive impact in my life. I just feel so much better. I'm much healthier. I was kind of on the other end of Lainey. It's not like I was malnourished. I was having lots of chronic health issues, digestive issues, and a lot of pain too in my stomach, just with the digestive. So my stomach hurt a lot. So it's difficult to eat when you do. You just don't feel good. So I'm just much healthier now. I don't have the pain in my stomach. Found out that I was gluten intolerant. I don't have celiac, but I have a very strong reaction to it. So I've just cut that out completely. And that's helped too. So just those are some of the main. And I will say the membership and the coaching and just the questions that you can ask, that's a game changer for me. I'm very self-disciplined. That's just my personality and I'm motivated, but I find myself lacking motivation if I don't have this group to kind of encourage and also just learn new things in the, like in this class right here. So I missed last month and I was like, man, I'm struggling with like what to do for dinner. Like I'm just kind of in a slump. I need some encouragement.
We missed you last month. So we're so glad you're back. So would you say the coaching has made the biggest difference or just having your questions answered during the weeks as well? Like those are the two things that have made the difference for you.
And like I said, I'm a pretty disciplined person. Like I'm a pretty self-disciplined person, but it's just hard to know sometimes where to start. It's hard to be creative sometimes when you're tired. So I like having, now that I know some basics, after y'all taught me just even some of the basics of how to pull a meal together pretty quickly with just some cashew cream, a baked potato, and some, you know.
The unrecipes. You know. We call them unrecipes, right? You don't even need a recipe
to
make it.
It's a miso newt. I'm good to go.
Yeah. Cashew cream, potato, a miso newt. Love it. Yes.
I actually did that tonight. That's why that was fresh on my mind.
Yeah. And my thing, I love to throw on the side of that. If I'm not piling up a bunch of, y'all know, I have started piling everything on my baked potato now. Like it's not even a salad with potato on. It's like potato with salad on it. So it's lettuce and beans and corn. But I love when I do the plain potato, I'll get the bags of pre-cut broccoli because having broccoli pre-cut is beneficial anyway. It's beneficial to your health if it's pre-cut because it activates something in it that helps you digest it sooner or better. We can talk about that later, but it helps you digest it better. Just like eating it raw. If you pre-cut it and let it sit for at least 15 or 20 minutes, but you can buy the bags pre-cut. You don't even have to cut it. You dump it in a pot on the stove and a little water. I'm not talking bullet, like a little water just to steam it for a few minutes. And keep checking it so you don't oversteam it and just get it to where you like it. I like it crisp tender. Some of my kids like it more tender. So you just stop it where you want it. And then just putting that on the side and putting a little lemon over it. That's so much. But some people like to put a little nutritional yeast or something like that on it if they like it. But or seasonings. I mean, you can't go wrong with seasonings. It's so good. But it can be that. Like, how long does it take to cut open a bag of broccoli, pour it in a pot and put some water and lids on? And then you're watching kids or doing something after work that you have to do. And the broccoli's cooking itself and the potato's kind of cooking itself. And the cashew cream takes how long to make? I mean, how long does it take?
2 minutes.
What would you say now? 1 minute?
2 minutes at the most.
Yeah, maybe two.
Done. And so that's the way I love to eat. Now we do a lot of the unrecipes. That's kind of what we've named it in here. But I'm with y'all and listening to you, it's like, these aren't recipes. They're, you know, we're doing recipe upgrades to our old favorites, but these are the unrecipes. This is what you cook when you don't have time to cook or want to look at a recipe. These are, and so we're all building our list of those go-to favorites. That's another one of the things we talk about a lot. Robin, case in point, this week, something popped up on the feed that she had made how many months ago? Like 6 months ago?
Yeah, at least.
And I commented on it. And what did you say?
I said, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. And it was so delicious. I'm adding it to my paprika. I added it that day.
Right. So how I forgot about it. This is what I keep saying though, because it happens to us. I know it happens to all of you. Like you find this new healthy way to cook something that you absolutely love and you make it several times for a couple of weeks and then you forget about it. You think you're never gonna, but you do because you don't have that list of your new go-to favorites. start your list of go-to favorites. If you're new, I'm going to show you how to do that, where to do that. We've got videos in the membership, but keep that running list because you're never, ever going to run out of stuff to make. I love that, Robin. Thank you so much for sharing. And Lainey, what do you think's made the biggest difference for you? Has it also been just being able to ask the questions, or has it been the community?
Yeah, well, like she said, the ideas, because I do get in a rut, and just little things that either you say or Robin or Susan or something, I'll like trigger an idea. Like, oh, that's perfect. Let me write that down. So then, you know, that'll be like a meal idea for the week whenever I do my meal prep on the weekends. And so just having new fresh things because, yeah, we get stuck in the same rut.
I love that so much.
Something I wanted to add for the new people is just being able to look at a recipe, even an old favorite, and be able to make your changes to where it's whole food plant-based and it doesn't have all of the processed foods, and being able to change it to where you can still eat those same things in a sense and have that same taste, but not the same yuck. Like I had taken a recipe that I found, it was like pan seared salmon, and I used tofu. I grabbed a block of firm tofu, pressed it, and I just cut it into small slices, like, you know, what you would do salmon, and I pan seared it and made the little sauce to go with it. That was soy sauce, garlic, I think a little bit of maple syrup, and ate it over a bed of rice. And it was so good. Even Robert said, this tastes like it would be salmon. But
need to post that recipe. I need to try this.
Exactly.
You're telling on yourself.
And it was
post that recipe, girl.
He said, that didn't take you very long at all. And it was so good. And it still had that same taste, the same flavor. And it was still healthy.
You're doing it. I mean, it's just like you get to that point where you can take any recipe and start changing it. And isn't it amazing? I mean, that you can do that. So then almost any recipe will work for you.
And that's incredible. Like you were saying, her husband then, you know, made a comment. There's been things that I have fixed. My husband's not 100% blood-based. He's very supportive. He'll eat. He's probably 80%, 70%, 70 to 80%. Yeah. But he'll see me eating things and say, what is that you're eating? And then he'll take a bite and he'll say, ooh, will you fix that for me? So they get curious. And when they know that it tastes good, then now he likes those things, you know? And so we've gradually added more plant-based. So now he does more plant-based and less meat. So,
and even if they never go 100%, if they're 80% plant-based versus maybe only 20 or 30, there are health benefits go along with that.
Huge.
I mean, it can make a big difference.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I'll never forget your story. You were going somewhere, traveling. I don't know if it was a day trip or what, and you had made some kind of sandwich and just piled all these vegetables on it.
Like a hummus sandwich or something in a wrap, you know?
Yeah. I don't remember. So it's veggies and hummus.
Or
an
oat bread.
He's sitting next to you.
He's like, that smells really good. What is that? I like just warmed up the hummus and he was like, will you fix that for me? I would totally eat that. I said, absolutely. Yeah. I'll fix that for you.
And sometimes it's just them seeing it, you know, like you talk about taking things to with Thanksgiving coming up. I mean, I remember you last year sharing what you took for Thanksgiving with the sweet potato casserole with me.
And the broccoli, rice, and cheese.
Broccoli, rice,
casserole.
And cheese.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of like you, I pulled a couple different recipes, substituted. You know, used your cheese sauce, use your cashew cream sauce instead of the full fat cream and the full cheese, and just kind of took two recipes, but and then kind of came up with it, and it was delicious. Everybody loved it. So
right.
Friend, you've just heard straight from Lainey and Robin, two members inside of Power and Plant Society, and the life-changing results that they've gotten. Rheumatoid symptoms completely gone away. Nexium for 14 years that Robin took for reflux, and no reflux symptoms remain. She was having massive headaches. She even had to have an MRI because she was scared about what was going on inside her brain, still not getting answers from that. And guess what? The headaches are completely gone. Lainey feels stronger than she's felt since high school. She's back to her high school weight. Are you kidding me? This is what lights us up. This is what we're all about inside Power and Plant Society. And it's not just about the life-changing things that you've heard described here. Because I want you to think about all the things that they're able to do now that they just couldn't do before. Did you notice how both of them have started taking the ideas that they get inside the society and they've started putting them into practice? This is what Jared and I have noticed. The people who learn to love the lifestyle, who thrive, who get disease reversal, every one of those people are showing up in a group coaching capacity. They're asking questions. They're getting their questions answered. They're gaining support. They're sharing their new favorite recipes, and they're asking for suggestions for what to make. They're learning how to make substitution. And somewhere along the way, this is what happened. Exactly what you heard them both described. I take these ideas, I take this recipe and that recipe, and I kind of put them together and I sort of come up with this new thing that I absolutely love. So now these become their go-to favorites. This is the reality of living the Power on Plants way. Both of them have told us time and again that what has made the biggest difference for them is being part of an active community, finding their family, the place that they can go where somebody understands the health struggles that they were facing along the way and how to overcome those. How do I find my new favorites? What do I eat now that won't make me feel hangry? All those questions that you have along the way. And that's what they've done. They've asked questions, gotten answered, and now look where they are today. Imagine all the things that they can do that they just couldn't do before. And friend, that's what we know can happen for you too. This is the reality of learning how to get more of the five power foods into your life on a regular basis. And that's exactly what we're going to show you how to do inside Power on Plants Society group coaching program and community. To join us on the inside, go right now to poweronplants.com/society before the doors close this Thursday, November 9th. When you join, you're going to get all the amazing bonuses that we're offering this time too. So go right now to poweronplants.com/society and join today. We look forward to seeing you on the inside.